Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be taking a look at what kids are reading about in The Juice.
Looks like we've got fast food, video games, daylight saving time, oh, and even a story about forgiveness. Pretty wide range this time.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. We'll start with that fast food thing. It's kind of wild, actually. There's this company, Mixiu, I think it's pronounced, out of China, that's actually opened up, get this, more locations than McDonald's and Starbucks.
More? Wow. You know, when you think about it, it's pretty amazing. What's interesting to me is this really kind of shows how things are changing in China. You've got this, like, rapidly growing middle class, people moving to cities, and I guess, like, just less downtime overall.
Right. So smaller menus, just ice cream and bubble tea, keep the prices low, and suddenly you can open up shops in places other fast food joints just wouldn't even consider. I mean, they're everywhere people are.
Exactly. They figured out a different way to do it, you know?
It makes you wonder, though, if something like that could work here in the U.S. I mean, sure, we all love our treats, but our habits are a bit different, to say the least. Actually, this might be a good thing to bring up with the kids, how those business models, I guess, can work in one place but not another.
Definitely. And speaking of things that change, how about those video games? The Video Game Hall of Fame, they just put out their list of nominees for 2025. And there are some real classics on there. Frogger, Defender, even Angry Birds.
Yeah, wow, Angry Birds, that takes me back. Some of those games, you know, Frogger, I mean, the graphics were so simple back then.
I know, right?
It'd be interesting to talk to the kids about how much games have changed. Like, how technology is really, well, change how they look and feel.
For sure. I mean, even with all the fancy stuff they can do now, a lot of those basic ideas from the old games, they're still there, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just those old school ones either. The other nominees, I mean, you've got Age of Empires, Call of Duty 4, GoldenEye 007. It's like decades of gaming history, all these different kinds of games. Shows how much they've become a part of everything, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a big part of our culture now.
Well, this weekend, we'll all be setting our clocks forward, springing forward, daylight saving time.
Yes, the annual time change. Always a bit of a debate about that one.
I know, right? Some folks, they love that extra daylight in the evenings, but then you've got others saying it messes with their sleep, their health even. And it's interesting, you know, all those efforts to make daylight saving time permanent, it seems like they just haven't gotten anywhere. Like, people can't decide if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just changing the time, but it's obviously way more complicated than that.
For sure. You could bring that up with the kids too, how we make those kinds of decisions. Like, what are the pros and cons? How do we weigh those things out when it affects so many people?
Yeah, I like that. And I mean, it gets into how the government works even. Why do we even change the clocks in the first place?
Exactly. Lots to unpack there.
Okay, so moving on from clocks changing, The Juice also included a story about, well, forgiveness. It's about this mother, Tina Crawford from Delaware. Sadly, she lost her son to gun violence.
It's a truly awful thing to go through, but what's really amazing is instead of being angry, Tina actually, she chose to forgive.
Wow.
Yeah, and she formed this, like, really special bond with one of the men convicted in her son's death. His name's J.R. Smith Pennock, and she's been, like, a huge support for him, helping with his rehabilitation while he's been in prison.
It just goes to show, I guess, how people can, you know, heal and move forward even after something so terrible. This could be a good one to talk to the kids about, don't you think? I mean, how do people deal with grief? And forgiveness, that's such a complicated idea.
Absolutely. And this also touches on, you know, second chances. That's something we hear a lot about, especially when we talk about the justice system. In J.R.'s case, he's actually getting out of prison soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's going to attend the University of Pennsylvania. He even wants to start a nonprofit in honor of Tina's son. It really makes you think about what it means to turn your life around.
That's really something. So The Juice always has a quote of the day, right?
Right.
Well, today's is from a race car driver, Janet Guthrie. It says, "It is a matter of spirit, not strength. It is a matter of doing your best each little moment. There's never a break. You must have desire, a very intense desire, to keep going."
It's a powerful quote. You know, she would know a thing or two about spirit and determination. Janet Guthrie was actually the first woman to qualify and compete in both the Indianapolis 500 and the Daytona 500.
Wow, I didn't know that. Maybe this quote could get the kids thinking about, you know, setting goals and not giving up, even when things get tough. Or You know, we could talk about what it means to be the first to do something that's never been done before, like Janet Guthrie did.
That's a good point. And speaking of representation and kind of pushing back against those barriers, the last story in the Juice today is about sanctuary cities. Seems like that's back in the news again.
Yeah, it was. There was this House committee hearing, and things got a little, little heated, to say the least. You had GOP lawmakers going head-to-head with Democratic mayors over these policies. Mm. Now, for folks who might not be totally familiar, sanctuary cities, they basically limit how much they cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. So a lot of times, they won't hold undocumented immigrants just for deportation.
Right. It really gets into this idea of federalism, how power is divided between the federal government and the states. And then you've got this question of local autonomy, right? Like, how much control should cities have over their own affairs?
Yeah. And then you get into the whole debate about immigration, too. I mean, there's so many different viewpoints on that.
Absolutely.
If you've got older kids, maybe this would be a good one to, like, dig into a little bit. You know, see what they think about the arguments for and against these sanctuary cities. So as you're talking to your kids, your students, about what they're learning, you know, think about how it connects to their own lives. What really grabs their attention? What questions come up? It's a chance to, I guess, help them make sense of things. That's all the time we have for this deep dive.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.